Next item, please, Carla.
Item 153, authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Woodlawn King Street Sewer Rehabilitation Project number E10331 for $4,700,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, this ordinance would authorize a contract to replace or repair over 73,000 feet of public sewer pipe that is on average 90 years old or older and failing due to age. This is the equivalent of 14 miles of pipe. The project will benefit portions of six neighborhoods in Inner North and Northeast Portland and will take about a year to complete. With us today are Dave Hammond and John Huell, who will walk us through the presentation. Gentlemen.
Good afternoon. as Commissioner Fish has stated, my name is John Huell. I'm a supervising engineer with the City of Portland Bureau of Environmental Services, and with me today is David Hammond, who's the project manager for this project. And as Commissioner Fish has stated, we are here to request authorization to award the contract for construction of the Woodlawn King Streets Sewer Rehabilitation Project. It is within the BES Phase 2 Large-Scale Sewer Rehabilitation Program, and funding for this project is available in the Bureau's approved capital improvement budget. Now, Mr. Hammond will go through and provide a brief overview of the project.
Good morning. My name is David Hammond. I'm with the Bureau of Environmental Services. As John mentioned, the Woodlawn King Street Sewer Rehab Project is part of the Phase 2 Large-Scale Sewer Rehab Program, currently funded under the Bureau's Approved Operating Fund. The map you see on the screen shows 23 neighborhood project areas, all outlined in purple. This Phase 2 program addresses the system needs and targets the worst sewer pipes in the city. As of December 2016, six projects have been completed to replace or rehabilitate approximately 30 miles of sewer pipe at a cost of approximately $80 million. This project, the Woodlawn King Streets Project, is located in North Portland, and it's shown in green on that map. This project is bounded by Lombard Street to the north, Going Street to the south, Vancouver Avenue to the west, and 17th Avenue to the east. Many of the sewer pipes in the project area were installed in the 1920s and have begun to deteriorate. Several sewer pipes and manholes are now in need of rehabilitation or replacement. The top picture is an example of a pipe in poor condition that will be rehabilitated. The bottom picture is an example of a pipe in good condition that does not require any work at this time. Rehabilitation or replacement of sewers in poor condition will protect the public health and the environment, increase sewer capacity and reliability, and reduce the risk of street flooding and basement backups. This project will improve the aging sewer infrastructure in the project area. Constructing approximately 10,500 lineal feet of new mainline pipe and 52 manholes. Rehabilitating approximately 5,700 lineal feet of mainline pipe and 10 manhole bases. And replacing approximately 358 service laterals. Construction of new mainline pipe and the replacement of existing service laterals will use the open cut excavation method. Approximately 220 lineal feet of mainline pipe near King Elementary School will be constructed using a trenchless method known as pipe bursting, and 5,700 lineal feet of existing mainline pipe will be rehabilitated using the trenchless method known as cured-in-place piping, or CIPP. This project will cause minor short-term traffic and parking disruptions. BES public involvement staff have reached out to residents and business owners in the Woodlawn King neighborhood to identify and mitigate specific issues, including minimizing work in front of commercial properties and scheduling work around special events. Newsletters were mailed out to 6,481 residents and property owners within the project boundaries. Project presentations were made at Woodlawn, King, Piedmont, and Humboldt neighborhood associations. Surveys were conducted with local businesses regarding their hours of operation and other daily operations. A webpage was created and maintained with current project information, schedule, location, method of construction activities, public meeting dates, and noise variance permit information. Temporary traffic control measures will maintain traffic flows as well as ensure worker and pedestrian safety. Nighttime work will be required along Northeast Killingsworth between MLK Boulevard and Northeast 8th Avenue. These night work areas were identified by a traffic analysis to improve safety. Special events such as the neighborhood farmers markets, Alberta Street events, North Sunday Parkways, and MLK Dream Run were identified by outreach staff during these events. No travel lanes, parking lanes, or sidewalks will be closed, and no material storage will be permitted on those streets. The engineer's estimate of construction is $4,700,000 and has a high level of confidence. Bid advertisement for the construction contract is scheduled for late February 2017. Procurement services will then select the lowest responsible bidder and award the contract. If authorized, procurement of a construction contract will occur between March and May of 2017, with construction activities commencing in June. The duration of construction is 1 year. And now we're available for questions if you have any.
Thank you very much, colleagues.
Thank you. Is there any further questions for this panel?
I'm sorry, Commissioner Udaly's not here because she actually lives in this neighborhood, so she might have something to say about the planned work on Killingsworth between MLK and 8th or 9th. Although my recollection is that's largely a commercial strip. There isn't a lot of residential. There's some, but it's a lot of commercial. But the night work is not going to prevent the restaurants and other businesses from operating?
No. No, it'll be late at night, like, you know, 11, 12.
Okay.
When you say that you're working around certain community events, and you listed six or eight community events, does that mean you don't do work, or does that mean you reduce work? What does that actually mean?
You don't work in the areas that would impact those events for the actual event itself or for parking or setup
events. The crews
you work somewhere else.
There, or they'd be somewhere else.
Geographically, you just stay away from those areas, and you don't allow parking or staging in areas that are needed by operations of that event or for participants in the event.
Good. That makes good sense. And looking at the large purple overlay map, that strikes me as being a very substantial set of projects. Is that typical, that you come in and do a large series of these projects at once?
These aren't coincidental. These have been done over the course of starting in 2010 and continuing through 2016, and we anticipate that these projects of that type and scale will continue well into the future.
Great. Mm-hmm. Good. I appreciate it. And thank you for Commissioner
Thank you,
Fish
gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item?
I do not have a sign-up sheet.
Great. This is a non-emergency first reading, so it moves to a second reading. Thank you.